In 2014, Theranos was described as a revolutionary company. Its aim was to do diagnostic tests using a few drops of blood cheaply and painlessly extracted. No needles. Customer testimonials on the Theranos website declare, "I truly love Theranos, as you have saved me so much money on these blood tests. I'm not sure how you do it, but I can't be happier." Another says, quote, "I'm in love. Already shared on Facebook. Awesome business plan," unquote. And this is not just the story of a company. It's the story of the so-called blood billionaire, Elizabeth Holmes. An early mentor predicted a long, exciting, fascinating, exhilarating ride. And that it has been. At its height, the company was valued at $9 billion. Holmes dropped out of Stanford to form the company, combining passion, obsession, public service. She was a queen of disruptive technology. She won the Horatio Alger Award, was one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. A headline in The Economist read, "Holmes is where the heart is." But there are signs that the love affair may be ending. In April 2016, the company announced that it was being investigated by criminal authorities and the Securities and Exchange Commission about the information it had given investors and business partners. What do we know about these investigations? Well, reports of investigations are just that. We don't know what they'll uncover. But let's look beyond the appealing narrative of the rise and fall of the disruptive blood billionaire to think about the setting for these investigations. First, there's more than one cop on the beat. For any problem, we have a sometimes messy network of criminal and civil enforcers. For Theranos, one newspaper report pointed to regulatory probes from the Food and Drug Administration, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, state health departments, and now the SEC and the U.S. Attorney's Office. It is, in other words, an enforcement network. Second, unicorns. You may be thinking about a mythical beast with a spiral horn, and in this context, I'm tempted to mention the magical properties of unicorn blood. But unicorn here refers to companies worth more than $1 billion. Often high-profile cases brought by the SEC are against public companies that have sold shares, roughly speaking ownership rights, to the general public through stock exchanges. These public companies have to disclose certain information. They file reports with the SEC 4 times a year, and they have to report any time something unusual happens that investors would like to know about. But Theranos is a private company, selling securities to so-called sophisticated investors, defined mostly by the amount of money the investor has. Securities fraud is still not allowed, though, and the Theranos case follows statements by the chair of the SEC that, quote, "we have our eye on unicorns," unquote. Even the SEC chair couldn't resist a unicorn pun. "There is a worry," she said, "that the tail may wag the horn. The concern is whether the prestige associated with reaching a sky-high valuation fast drives companies to try to appear more valuable than they actually are." Unicorns, in other words, are fair game for regulators. That's the story of Theranos for now, and this is Verity Winship.